The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are for informational purposes only and solely those of the podcast participants, contributors, and guests, and do not constitute an endorsement by or necessarily represent the views of The Hartford or its affiliates.
You're listening to the Small Biz Ahead podcast, brought to you by The Hartford.
All right, Gene, last episode, I put you on the spot by asking you how often you call your customers. This time, I want to hear if you ever take them out to lunch.
No. So I don't call my clients. I don't take them out to lunch. This is terrible. First of all, there was an article in the Wall Street Journal recently that was saying how the number of business lunches are markedly declining. People don't take the time out to actually have lunch. And it's funny because, I mean, some countries, you go to the UK, these guys drink their lunches, you know?
Really?
And yeah, it's different. It's a cultural thing. But in America, it just seems like it's becoming less and less. I hate having lunch with people. Not you. We had a nice lunch today.
We just ate together.
It was very nice. It was good talking. But in general, you know, I hate going out to lunch with people because whatever I'm doing during the day, lunchtime is like sort of my 30 minutes where I can be on my own. And that's what I used to like read the paper or look through the news and whatever. And
plus you work at home. So the thought of like, oh God, I got to like really leave my house.
Yeah, well, no, but I'm around. I mean, even though I work from home, I'm out and about at clients and all that. But I mean, I structure my day where I'm meeting different clients or whatever, unless I'm there for a whole day, where I'm leaving at 11:30 and going to the next client at 1:30 just to give myself a break. Where I could just be on my own and like decompress and you know, whatever. And so I don't like, you know, when I go out to lunch with people, I don't normally like it very much.
But if
do
a
you?
Client calls you.
Oh, of course I would. Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah, you're like, I have to go to lunch.
Yeah. Right. But normally like if I'm going to meet a client, it's usually just, I don't know. I like to make it like, I'm just not a sociable kind of thing. Like I'll meet you at your offices so we can meet about what you're doing with your system. And I can give you some advice. Or if you want to get together for coffee, you know, before or after, that's fine. And it's funny. I have a really good client that I see frequently a few times a month. They always make fun of me because they always invite me out to lunch with them. And I accept like 1 out of 100 times.
Are these the brothers?
Yeah, these are the brothers guys. I have mentioned them before. And they always invite me out to lunch like 1 out of 100 times. And I love these guys. I love this client. But like I'm there from 8 a.m. until noon. And then I usually leave at that point, and I can't wait to just go and have a sandwich on my own and just not have to deal.
You're an introvert.
I'm an introvert.
It sounds like Gene is an extrovert, but introverts like get a lot of energy from spending time by themselves.
Yeah.
You need to recharge.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. And some people love being around other people.
They get energy from being.
Yeah, so I'm not saying that's not my answer is by any means the right answer. I think everybody, you know, you do what you want to do.
Do you think it's good to have lunch with clients?
Sure, of course. I think it's great to be able to. I envy clients of mine who have lunch with their customers or are sociable and can actually go out there and, you know, knock it around and be like, well, I envy that personality. The more personal connections you make with your customers, I'm telling you, it just goes such a long way.
So what about coffee or an after work?
Coffee, I will do dinner like never. Dinner is forget that. And people don't like to have dinner anyway. I have families because people have families or coaching their kids' teams or whatever. So yeah, like I'll have coffee as well. But yeah, I'm telling you, my clients are busy.
Yeah,
they're just, you know, they really are. And they're kind of running around. So like I would have a coffee with a client if we have like something to talk about, like
you wanted to get out of the office or something.
Yeah.
What about with your employees?
Yeah, we do meet. That's something that we do. And because everybody's out working around at projects. Yeah. So it's like kind of the only opportunity I can really get to see them.
So you're not like, oh, God, I have to have coffee with Corey.
Oh, God, no. Oh, no, not at all. No. I try to do that.
Yeah.
But then, of course, me being the cheapskate penny pinching person that I am, you know, every hour that I take of Kelsey is a chargeable hour I'm taking away from a client. You know what I mean? So I have to always balance that. But having lunch with the people that work for me, to me, is a better use of my time than having lunch with a client.
Yeah.
Because it's the people that work for me that are interfacing the most with clients. And if they're happy and they're jazzed and they're my investment.
Yeah.
You know, I'd rather them go out there and say the good word.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, we will be right back with our question. This is about taking vacations as a small business owner.
Mm.
This podcast is brought to you by The Hartford. When the unexpected strikes, The Hartford strikes back. For over 1 million small business customers, check out The Hartford Small Business Insurance at thehartford.com. And we're back. Our question is from Peter H. in Francisville, Louisiana, and he's a videographer. So Peter writes, I'm a videographer mainly for weddings, and I have never taken a vacation. If I'm not working, I'm not getting paid. But everyone keeps telling me that I need time off. Now, before you say, take a vacation in the off season, please understand that I don't have an off season. I'm booked just about every weekend. What should I do? Really, I'm just looking for you to validate me by saying vacations aren't that important. Okay, well, I'm not a business owner, so I'm sure Gene is going to have a better answer for you. But I will say, you got to take a vacation.
Yeah.
What if you everybody just else went Monday to Wednesday for a couple days?
Well, let me ask you a question. First of all, Peter, define vacation. Like, wait, Peter's not here. He's not, where's Peter? He's not around. So Elizabeth, I'll ask you, you have a definition of a vacation. What's your definition of a vacation?
It's not being, not working.
Okay. For how long?
A long weekend could be a vacation to me.
Okay.
I mean, I think generally when people think of a vacation, they think of 1 week, but I think with the economy the way it is now and like younger people wanting to, you know, travel more and work in different places, like a couple days could be a vacation.
Listen, I take, by the time I'm off 2 or 3 days, I start going nuts. You know, I mean, different people have.
But you work on vacation.
I do. I work, I work even when I'm on vacation, but I balance it out. I mean, at different times, whatever. But my work isn't the same as Peter. He's a videographer. He's got to be on site at a wedding or at a, you know, whatever. So for starters, Peter, are you happy? You know, I mean, if you're working 7 days a week and you're doing what you're doing and you're enjoying it, putting aside the fact that you're making money at it, which we all enjoy doing, are you happy? Is that where you want to be? Are you thinking while you're working that, like, geez, I wish I was lying on a beach somewhere or I wish I was on a cruise somewhere? But, dude, if you're happy working 7 days a week and this is your life, not my life and not Elizabeth's life, so, you know, that's not, do what makes you happy. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing wrong with not taking a vacation. But don't let me hear that you're feeling like you're burned out, or you're so tired, or you're so stressed, or you're running around. Because then I'm going to say to you, well, then clearly you're not entirely happy with what you're doing. It seems like you need some time off to decompress. So it's your decision to decide what you want to do. But I don't want to make anybody feel bad if they don't take vacations. By the way, your employees should be forced to take vacations because that's the basic internal control for any business. Everybody's got to take a vacation because whenever there's a fraud, you always find that out when somebody's away on vacation. But you as the boss, that decision is entirely up to you. You and Elizabeth, you come from a corporate mindset. I mean, you work at a company.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, I get my vacation, man. Yep. I'm going to take my vacation, you know, whatever. In fact, it would be weird, you know, here at the Hartford, if you didn't take...
A lot of people leave vacation time on the table every year, though.
But they leave some on vacation. In fact, I wrote about that recently, that like 54% of Americans, it was a new study, don't take all of their vacation time. Yeah. So that's not unusual. But he's asking about not taking any vacation. Yeah. Don't you think it'd be kind of weird if like somebody in your group here at the Hartford like didn't take any vacation? Like just where...
No, in fact,
that'd be kind of strange.
Like, kind of bully people into taking vacations. Yeah. Well, it's time for you to go away for.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of reasons why you want. Plus, if your coworkers are like, please take a vacation, we need a break from you for a week. You go away.
So I love all of my coworkers.
Yeah, of course you do. But when you work in a company, you have that sort of that culture, that mindset of like, hey, it's a benefit, and people take it. You look weird if you don't take it. If you're running your own business and you're really enjoying what you're doing.
Yeah, I mean, I always think there's people in corporate America that think they can't take a vacation because then everything's going to fall apart.
No, baloney.
When they're gone, but that never happens.
No, the world keeps turning on. Now, you know, in Peter's case, he's a videographer. And just like all of us running businesses, if he's away for too much, not only could his business fall off, but also he's going to be losing some opportunities. And that stinks because we hate walking away from those opportunities.
Now, what would happen if you took 2 weeks off and didn't work while you were, didn't look at your email, nothing?
I couldn't do it. I mean, I couldn't be away from email for 2 weeks because not only would things not get done, because I'm the bottleneck in a lot of projects. I gotta make decisions.
It's always the boss. It is everyone's time.
Yep, it's always that way. And then also, I would probably miss some opportunities. Somebody that reaches out, hey, Gene, I'm looking at getting a CRM system, and I'm like not replying to them. I'd like shoot myself in the head.
Someone else could read your emails for you.
Yeah, I guess, but we're too small to do that. We don't have the resource to do that. So I can't even imagine. Plus, I gotta tell you something, Elizabeth. People ask me about my schedule. Like I'm busy. I get up at 5 a.m. I do a lot of writing throughout the day and running there, but whatever. I really like being busy. Like, you know, you were saying like, yeah, Gene, you do work when you're on vacation, whatever. Like, that's like therapeutic for me. Like, I know that you're looking at me like I'm insane, but even.
Okay, next episode, we're going to have a therapist in here.
Yeah, it's weird. Like, but even, and my wife is like, she's totally cool with it. She's like, and I can talk and hang out. I bring my laptop with me to the pool. And I'm like replying to emails while I'm out there. You know, she's reading a book. And I don't do it the whole time. I do it for like an hour or so.
Okay. Yeah. I thought that your vacations worked, that you got up, worked for like an hour, then went to the pool. I didn't realize you were bringing your laptop.
I do, but then sometimes during, I'll bring my laptop to the pool if I want to like check on emails.
Do you get weird looks from people?
No, I really don't. And the other thing is when I'm on vacation, and again, different people, different business owners do different things. I usually don't start new things. Like I don't work on any proposals or agreements or contracts or whatever. I don't do like those kinds of stuff. It's email. It's usually keeping up on email.
I completely understand business owners checking their email application.
Yeah.
I think it'd be weird to like bring like, I'm going to finish my strategy deck.
Yeah. No, that's not something.
Cool. That's weird.
That's not something that I would be doing. So it gets back to Peter's original question. Like, should he be taking vacation or not? And I just say like, dude, you decide what makes you happy. Okay.
Yeah. Life is short. If you're okay not doing that, I mean, the thing is, you could just have one weekend where you don't book a wedding or any other event.
It'll kill him. It'll kill him. I know the feeling. It'll kill him. And then his competitor's going to book it, and then his competitor gets the next job. So it'll kill him. So, you know, he's got to deal with that.
All right. We'll be right back with our Word of Brilliance.
Did you know that it takes 26 minutes to recover from a minor distraction? If you're looking to become an even more productive business owner, Small Biz Ahead has you covered. Our new ebook, 21 Days to Be a More Productive Small Business Owner, will help you set a course to supercharge your work days and maximize your hours. You'll learn how to find the most productive time of day for certain tasks, which parts of your life you can automate, when to hire a virtual assistant, how to batch work to increase productivity, and more. Head over to smallbizahead.com and click the link in the show notes to download your free copy today.
All right, we're back with our Word of Brilliance. You know what's weird? We haven't talked about our dogs in a while.
I know. And your dog is so sweet now. Your dog is behaving. You're taking your dog. Is that your dog is okay now? Like being left alone?
Oh, no. She still has separation
anxiety. Oh, gosh. Unbelievable.
It's never. I actually left her alone on Sunday and planned a whole like girls' day out with some of my friends. We drove to the Connecticut shoreline, which is like an hour away.
That's nice.
She barked the entire time. We went to a winery called Saltwater Farm Vineyard. They're a small business. And we sat down with like our glasses of rosé, looking out over the vineyard. And I got a call from the security.
Because the dog was barking.
Saying, we're getting complaints that your dog is barking.
Why would you get the dog one of those collars that that buzz when they bark?
Mean.
So my mom, 76-year-old woman, she got a dog and it was a rescue.
Yeah.
And the dog has been barking when she's out and she got complaints and she thought the same thing. I mean, I'm like, Mom, number one, it's a dog. Number two, it's a rescue. It's a rescue dog. This dog is living in luxury. Your dog has the greatest life in the world. You love this dog. You're smothering this dog. You spoil it. Your dog lives in a wonderful place. He's got a great life for a dog.
Yeah.
Okay. So you get the collar and just so when you bark, it gives you like a little bit of a shock and then then he starts barking. Life is good. He's a dog. And it would make it much better, not only for you, but for your neighbors and whatever. It's a dog, right? It's
also,
not cruel. He's got a great life.
I want to say I haven't employed so many small businesses with this issue because I've used trainers to work on this.
Yeah.
I've used different food. I've tried different like.
Try the collar thing and see. And then the other thing I'm going to also tell you is that what she found with her dog, Tito, by the way, she named the dog after her favorite vodka. Yeah, it's her favorite vodka. So she's a vodka martini. She has a lot of them. It gave like it buzzed the dog or whatever. Gave it a shot. it was like three or four times, and then the dog stopped barking.
Yeah.
And the dog was like, "Oh, I'm barking, I'm barking, I'm gonna get." Yeah. So it's not like it's like getting, you know, all the time or whatever, and it worked for her.
Yeah.
And the dog is a happy, happy dog, just as happy as your dog is. It's
how
a dog.
Old is that dog?
About five or six
years old.
Yeah.
And like your rescue. Mom also had to put up a fence for the dog, right?
Oh, she spent thousands on stupid dogs. She never had a dog before in her life. She had to put a thing in her kitchen and then her balcony, and the dog was pissed. She's had all sorts of things. Now that the dog was biting people.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's a little dog. It's a little, I forget the kind of, no, but it's like a, I forget
Yorkie?
The, I don't even know. It's white. It's
now, has white, your white dog with met this dog?
Oh yeah.
How did they get
They
along
great. In fact, we're taking her dog. She's going to Cuba next week, and we're taking her dog for a week, and the dog stayed with us before, and it gets along great with my dog, not so great with our cat. That's a whole other story.
All right, let's talk about your word of brilliance.
My word of brilliance today is Doritos.
Oh my God.
And here's the reason why.
Delicious snack food.
I love Doritos. I'm a big Doritos fan. And the reason why I bring up Doritos is because, and I wrote about this a few weeks ago, I wrote about Whole Foods.
Okay.
Whole Foods has been struggling of late, profitability wise. Really? Yeah. They've been having some, they've been struggling, and they're struggling with growth, struggling with profitability. And I was asked by my editor to write about it, and I thought about it, and I said, you know, I don't shop at Whole Foods. There's a big Whole Foods right near me, and I don't shop there. And the reason why I don't shop at Whole Foods is because they don't sell Doritos. And I love...
They have a ton of junk food there.
It's not as good. And I like Doritos. They don't sell a lot of the stuff that I like, okay, right? You can't go to Whole Foods and buy the kinds of foods, because I eat some healthy foods and some junky foods, and okay, like I'm a human being. And
maybe you should write a food diary for us for small
You don't even want to know. You don't even want to know what I eat. That's like whatever I eat, you want to do the opposite. But the point with Whole Foods was that there are people that love Whole Foods. A lot of people responded to what I wrote. People were angry, saying, well, you know, it's a healthy, you know, whatever. But okay, it is a healthy Whole Foods, whatever, but they're struggling. I mean, they're not, you know, so if the writing is on the wall, like you have to change it up a little bit. And
I'm
maybe
sure they will. They're a very smart company.
I hope so. And as a business yourself, if you are running a business that's either not profitable or not as profitable as you'd like it to be, or once was profitable and is becoming not as profitable, you got to change it up. And that might even involve changing your model. It might even change a little bit of your mission. I mean, you have to compromise a little bit if you want to stay in business, because it's just a business. So, you know, if Whole Foods were to say, yes, we're all about health, and you know, we're going to make sure we are the leader in providing other goods, but sure, we're also going to provide for our customers that, you know, like Gene, who wants to, is happy
eat
dying
Doritos
early. We're going to, we'll have the Doritos available. That's fine for them to do that. But for our customers that want healthy stuff, we're going to be the leader there. And then that suddenly now they're attracting customers like me into their store, and they can maybe still have a balance, you know, where and grow, you know, from that. So the lesson is from Doritos is that if you're, you know, if your model isn't working very well, rather than being stubborn and bullheaded about it, maybe tweak the model a little bit and change it up a little bit, compromise a little bit, if that means bringing in more customers.
How do you feel about their pricing? Because everyone thinks they're so much more expensive than other grocery stores. They're actually not.
They've
done studies.
No.
On the generic brands, they're Whole Foods. I think it's called 365 brand.
Yeah.
Fruits and vegetables, meats, they're not that much more expensive.
They're really not. And they're, but Whole Foods is a great store. It really is. And it's very, I mean, the quality of the foods, they're great. And I don't know if you, the one near me has this whole prepared foods.
See, that's where I think they're succeeding.
Yeah.
Because that is the future of the food industry.
Yeah.
Is that people aren't going to grocery shop. They're just going to get takeaway foods.
Yep.
Like cooking has been on the decline for the past like 40 years.
Yeah.
Like, people just want to walk in, get a rotisserie chicken, get some sides and leave.
But the issue is, again, is that they're still limiting a lot of stuff that people buy for their daily, you know, even like the accessories for your bathroom, you know, paper towels or, you know, things you find like in a supermarket, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, you know, and name brands that people are familiar with that they don't offer. And I think it just makes people say, well, I'm just going to go to the regular supermarket because I can get all that stuff. And
do you know how Trader Joe's is doing?
I don't know. I know a lot of people near me shop. There's a Trader Joe's as well, and people love it.
People love it. People are cult-like about Trader Joe's.
They're very inexpensive. I think
and
it's,
they don't have any brands that are available anywhere else.
No, they
it's
do
all
not.
Their, like,
but
half
you can't,
their own.
It seems like you can't do a full shop there either. And, you know,
no.
We have a grocery, like a market, a supermarket near us. We live in town in Philly. But grocery stores themselves, that's a whole other topic for another day. Not a great business.
All right.
Doritos.
We will be back with another episode in a couple days.
See you soon.
Thanks for joining Elizabeth and Gene for another edition of the Small Biz Ahead podcast. For the latest on small business trends straight from the small business experts, visit the Hartford Small Biz Ahead. We've got articles, how-tos, and videos to help you run your business more efficiently. Check us out at smallbizahead.com.